Good evening. All right, there I am. Okay, it has been an awesome weekend, and it's been a great week. Last week, as school has kicked off, and we just got done during our back-to-school retreat. It was fun. We swam. We played. We got to bond. And notice how I said that there was no sleep. I didn't say sleep. We got little to no sleep this weekend. But we got to come together, which has been my goal for the youth, to come together. This year, the theme for our youth is rock solid. We want our faith to be rock solid. Unwavering, unbreakable. We want our faith to be strong. Our theme verse is Hebrews 10:23, and it says, "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful." And we are going to be in Hebrews chapter 10 this morning, so you can go ahead and turn there. When you think of rock solid, you think of strong, right? Strong. I want you to think of someone who is rock solid in their faith. Someone that when you say their name, you go, oh, they're faithful. Oh, he's faithful. She's faithful. They're in the church every time the doors open. They're a prayer warrior. They know their Bible. They wake up at 5 a.m. to have their quiet time. And before they go to bed, they have another quiet time. Now I want you to think about that person. Then I want you to think about yourself. And I want you to ask yourself, are you that person? Not that we live for others to look at us, but we naturally look up to others, right? When I grew up, I was going to church. We lived in Conway, and my mom, she would drive us to Des Arc. Actually, she would drive us to Beulah, which is outside of Des Arc, every Sunday. My mom, she's faithful. You know, that's a long trip. I tell you, it was boring. But there were men and women there that were rock solid in their faith. And it wasn't because of what they wore. It wasn't because of what they said that was just profound. It was because of their actions. Their actions reflect a lifestyle that glorified God. They were living a Matthew 5:16 lifestyle. That verse reads this, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Think about that person that is rock solid. Man, I could think of, we had guys in that church, Money Snow. What kind of name is Money Snow? But he was rock solid. Auburn Saxton, rock solid in their faith. Do your actions allow you to be rock solid? Like I said, we're going to be in Hebrews 10, and we're going to start in verse 19. But let me give you some background on this chapter, because Hebrews is a good book. And it's a good chapter. Chapter 10 is a good chapter. It explains how the law is not the end-all, be-all anymore. Verse 4 says, "It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." That is not what God wants for the Jews. That is not what God wants from us. And that is not the way to God. It is now through Jesus. It says in chapter 10, verse 12, "But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, a single offering that has perfected all time those who are being sanctified." Hallelujah. We don't live in making sacrifices to God anymore, because there is no sacrifice of our own that can bring us to the feet of God to be with him for eternity. When you look at everything you own, the most expensive thing, the most precious, the one you love the most, the thing you love the most, those things do not allow you to have a relationship with God. If I gave up everything I had and laid it down at the altar of God and still didn't have Jesus, I would still have nothing. Because Christ's bloodshed is everything. It is through Christ that we get to be with God, and it is in Christ that we live. John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Those words are sufficient for me. And if I left it right there, it would be good enough for today, honestly. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. But let's stand. I'm going to read. We're going to start in verse 19. It says this, Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Father, I just pray that your words are heard. Lord, I pray that you just speak to all of us, God, including me. Lord, help us to be rock solid if we're not. Lord, call us out. Help us to get closer to you, Lord. And I just pray that if anybody in here doesn't know you, that they come to know you tonight. Jesus, we love you. It's in your name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. All right. Sometimes practicality is best. Okay, my grandpa, you know, his favorite ice cream was vanilla, okay, from McDonald's. A vanilla cone from McDonald's, just practical. Sometimes that's just the best thing, okay? My first point that I want to bring to your attention is to be rock solid, you must be with Jesus. You cannot do anything without Jesus. We know that, but do we do that? Verse 19 says, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, the confidence is given to us because of his bloodshed, like I said in the beginning. And it is new and it is living. It was priests that walked in the most holy places for us, but we can walk in the holiest of places through the blood of Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection. It lives forever. It reigns forever. It's everything. It opened the curtain or tearing the curtain for us. So we can have a direct line to God. We don't have to go through anybody else to talk to God. He died so we can have life. So we can have eternity. So death can no longer have a grip on us. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 15 says, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. So if you do not have salvation of Jesus Christ in your heart, you are not rock solid. You have nothing and you are not rock solid. And I plead with you that you call on his name to save you, because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:9. Salvation is the first step for you to be rock solid, because it's acknowledging Christ and denying yourself. I had the privilege to go eat with Cameron Roach and Will Weatherford when I first got here. And for some reason, we were talking about something. And I said jokingly to Will, I said, bro, check your heart. And we've been saying that to each other now every time, just about anything. My shoe could be untied, and he'd tell me, check my heart. I think we're at CJ's, and we're just talking about fry sauce. I don't think he liked my fry sauce. And so I said, check your heart, man. And we just started cracking up. But seriously, if you don't have Jesus, check your heart. Because if you're not serving him, you're serving somebody. In Matthew it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So come to him. And if you do have Jesus, live like it and live with him. The time is now. It is not tomorrow. It is not next week. It is not next month. The time is now. Take confidence in him in everything you do. Galatians 6:14. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. It is time to boast in Jesus Christ. Take ownership in Jesus. Some of us are scared to do that. I might lose friends if I take ownership in Jesus. Somebody might say something to me if I take ownership in Jesus, or I might disagree with my family if I take ownership in Jesus. Jesus is better than all of that. You cannot be rock solid if you do not spend time with the salt rock. See, we can't be a body of believers that wants to be a sinner on Saturday and a saint on Sunday, you know? My next point for you today is, the stronger the bond you have with Jesus, the stronger the rock you are. See, when I was little, I played peewee football. And I was telling the kids about my football journey this past weekend. You should ask them what kind of story I told them. It was pretty good, I think. But this is what I look like. Okay? Yeah, Woof Woof is right. 97, Josh Child, that was me. That was me. I didn't watch Disney movies growing up. I watched classic college football on ESPN, okay? I'm just being honest. I think I was a senior in high school when I watched Lion King, okay? Just being real. And I remember my brother, he had a Nintendo 64. He had a NFL Quarterback Club 99 on the Nintendo 64. It was the best game ever. We played that all the time, okay? Playing those games, I love ball. I love football to this day, y'all. And I got to grow up. I became 8 years old. You know, as you can see, I was a big kid back then. In my first practice, they moved me. This is in fourth grade. This is fourth grade Josh. But they moved me with a sixth grade team. I said, okay, Josh. Right? I said, all right. Moving on up. Y'all, we were doing warm-ups. By the time warm-ups were over, I was ready to quit. We were doing up-downs. We were running. I said, I don't know if this is for me. Then we had to do one-on-ones. And again, I'm in fourth grade going up against sixth graders. I want y'all to know this. This is my first time playing some type of organized ball. And I had to go up against a guy whose name was Terrence Cartwright. Now, Terrence Cartwright sounds like a football player. Josh Child sounds like a youth pastor, okay? Terrence was in the sixth grade and he had a mustache already. I'm being serious. Okay? Terrence had a mustache in the sixth grade and he was scary. He was scary. I remember the first time hearing those pads pop and my eyes were just, they were just, oh man. So I go up against Terrence and the first time I'm getting to hit somebody, you know, Terrence, he takes me, he drags me all the way down the field and he slams me on the ground. And I just start crying. I was done. I was ready to quit. Okay. See how this football thing may not be for me, but I looked the part, right? I had watched it. And so I thought I was going to be good, but I didn't know how to hit. I didn't know how to stand up for myself. I had never played. I had never practiced. I never spent time with the sport. And it got me put on my back. Now, don't get any ideas. You're not going to put me on my back today. But as time went on, I got stronger. I learned how to hit, and I became a good ball player, right? But only because I put in time. See, being a solid rock is not about what you look like on the outside. It's about Jesus. It's about how much time you put in with Him. Like I said, you can be at church, you can be at every church event, you can be a good person. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. You can sing in the choir, you can serve, you can do it all, you can do it all for people to see. But what you're not doing is reading your word, you're not having your prayer time, you're not sharing the gospel, you're just going through the motions. You're just getting by, you're not getting better. In my life, when I read the Bible, it makes me want to share it with somebody. I mean, it's just too good not to share the goodness of Jesus. And then that affects my prayer life. And then that affects how I share the gospel. See, we get stronger by spending time with Jesus, by bonding with Jesus. That is how we hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering. Yes, the confession is when you accept Jesus in your heart. But holding on to it is the daily journey that you have with Him every day. That's holding on to it. Let me say that again. Holding on to the confession of your hope without wavering is going after Him daily, grasping Him daily in your workplace, in your car, at your house, with your children with your parents. He's a part of your quiet time. He's a part of your friend time. He's a part of your family time. He can be a part of every single moment of your day if you allow Him to. In your car, when you're hiking, if you're going for a walk, just allow Him to be there. In your conversations, do you bring Him up? He can be glorified in every aspect of our lives if we let Him. So bond with Him. His yoke is easy and His burden is so light. At college out in California, at UC Santa Barbara, their materials and research lab got asked the question of, what makes rocks strong? And their answer was this: rocks are made up of chemical bonds and minerals. The chemical bonds that hold atoms together in minerals are stronger in some than in others. And the atoms themselves determine which bonds are stronger than others. And then this last sentence is great. Stronger bonds make for stronger minerals and thus stronger rocks. Stronger bonds make for stronger minerals and thus stronger rocks. The stronger the bond we have with Christ, the stronger the rock we are. But it's only in Christ. How strong is your bond? Is it weak or is it strong? Lastly, whether your bond is weak or strong, be in community with one another. To be rock solid means to be in community. Let's read verse 24 and 25 together. It says this: and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as the day is drawing near. The great part about this weekend was that the youth got to be together. They can't be in prayer for each other if they don't know each other. We got to be together, we got to hang out and just talk and tell stories and eat together and play. It was a fun time. We got the privilege of having community. I'm convinced that there is, in fact, no way to be rock solid without community. Being rock solid isn't a journey of yourself. It's having people around you to hold you accountable. It's being real. It's being honest. It's being honest about the things that we don't, you know, want to share. It's being honest about the things that separate ourselves from Jesus. It's telling that struggle with somebody else. I don't care if you're old. I don't care if you're young. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced. I don't care where you're at in your life. If you believe in Jesus, you need some accountability. If you believe in Jesus, you need community. You need it. It's essential. You need someone to tell you how to get back to Christ when maybe you're not on the right track. And I'm thankful for my community. I'm thankful for my friends. James 5:16 says, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. I'm very thankful for my Victory family. But community just doesn't stop here. Okay? It happens outside the church too, So get together with one another outside of here. Spend time with one another. I cannot pray for you guys if I don't know y'all. I would have no way to be rock solid if I didn't have community. So maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus. Like I said, that's the first step of being rock solid. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, hey, we're about to have a verse of invitation. Come. Let's figure that out. I was at camp this summer, and listen, there were stories of adults who were growing up who thought they knew Jesus but haven't accepted Him in their heart yet. Let's not play games. Let's be real about if we know Jesus or not, because we can go through the motions of being in church and still not know Him personally as our Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here and you haven't been bonding with Christ. Well, let's pray together. Let's fix that. We can fix that here. Or maybe you're here and you don't have community. and you don't have anybody to hold you accountable. I can be that. I'll be that community for you. I want to be your friend. I'm usually everybody's friend anyway. Or maybe Victory can be that friend for you. Maybe there's a friend in this church that can be that for you. So we're going to have a verse of invitation. And don't let this be another verse of invitation. Let this be honest. You know, Jesus, God sees our hearts. He knows us. He knows when we're being real. He knows when we're not. So I'm going to pray, and I want you guys to respond accordingly. Heavenly Father God, just thank you for your word. Lord, I just pray that, again, if someone doesn't know you, that they come to know you right now. And Father, Lord, I pray that if we haven't been rock solid, that we can get back on track to being that way, God. And Lord, I pray that if someone doesn't have community, that this place can be their community. It's in your name I pray, amen.